Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, at your service. 34 after, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Pam Harper is here, too. Pam is a founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's one of the people we turn to when we want to put together some alliances with other people, especially these days. We've been talking a lot with Pam about putting together strategic alliances, creating strategic partnerships, combining the assets and the resources of one or more of a couple of groups, two or more groups, to come together and to take advantage of an opportunity, and then maybe after the opportunity is over, go their separate ways. Right, Pam?
That's right.
Welcome back.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be back.
Good to have you back. Okay, you and I have talked about strategic alliances in the past. We've talked about strategic partnerships as well. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. But today we're going to blend in the humanity of all that. You know, when we talk about all this, a lot of times there's contracts and there's business interests and customers, et cetera, et cetera. But when we talk about culture, that's the humanity, isn't it?
Well, that's true. It's all the values and beliefs and practices that go into making a strategic partnership work or not work.
Right, right, exactly. Now we bring in humanity. That means you got humans. You know the problem with humanity, don't you, Pam?
What is that?
The humans.
That would be true. But you know, I will say that there are a lot of things that we think about culture and partner in relationship to partnerships. And the first thing I want to say about partnerships and small business is that I really think this is one of the keys for small businesses to really take off and grow. And in the study we conducted on strategic alliances, as we've discussed before, small businesses are the ones we found that plan to do even more of this strategic partnering. But what happens when you pull together two different organizations? I mean, a culture to me, and I really feel strongly about this, is as unique as a personality.
No question.
There's no two are alike. And when you put two people together or two organizations together, no matter how much of a supposed fit they have, you're going to see differences.
A corporate culture is an entity, an organizational entity of itself, isn't it? I mean, it's an organism. I didn't mean to say organization. It's an organism, isn't it?
That's true. And the thing that people get concerned about is, okay, we're going along, what should work, we're discovering once it gets going that there are differences. Maybe one company makes decisions differently than another, or one is more process-driven than another. You know, what do you do about this? Is this a cause for alarm? And my view is not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to make cultural differences work for your partnership.
But the first thing you have to do, it seems to me, Pam, is you have to not be naive about that.
That is right.
And so if I'm looking around and I'm thinking, okay, I'm looking for a partner, and I'm that, you know, Pam over there, her company, she and Scott over there, they could be a pretty good group. But then I should say early on to myself, but what about their culture? If this is going to be a year-long project, if this could amount to a lot of money and a lot of risk, maybe even, you know, do they have the values and the culture that would mesh with ours? What do you think about that?
And it's a good question to ask. But I think that one of the things that is important to accept is that there are new realities about culture and partnerships. So we tend, for example, to think about the ideal culture, and I have seen, for example, that cultural labels, and you've probably heard, Jim, so many cultural labels, the entrepreneurial culture, the innovative mm-hmm. culture, the culture of growth, the culture of, you know, name it.
Right.
But those labels do not help. They
no.
hinder.
Well, even if they don't hinder, in my opinion, they don't describe the challenges that you could have with culture.
Right, and they also don't do justice to companies because mm-hmm. within a company, for instance, I just dealt with a very large company that was able to make decisions overnight. I mean, it was astounding how fast they made their decisions. Mm. And I've also worked recently with entrepreneurial firms that took a lot longer to make their decisions.
And that's, we're going to delve into this a little bit more, folks, and help you not be naive, help you to think about as you put together strategic partnerships and alliances, how to not be naive about culture and how to put these together in a good way. Tweet Tail, right back with Pam Harper. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.